Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay. Oh, he's delivered all right. The postman, Ian Poulter's on the line from Live Golf. G'day, Ian.
G'day. How are we doing, guys?
Mate, I don't know if you know the story, but we had Pat Perez coming on, and then we were told it was Joaquin Niemann coming on, and then flying in, coming out of a telebox with a cape on, was Ian Poulter
hero.
To the rescue.
Good
the hero
afternoon.
For Live Golf Adelaide. Final tickets at livegolf.com. Ian Poulter, thank you for joining us so late notice.
Listen, you're absolutely welcome, and sorry to disappoint you that I am the third fiddle of who's coming
no
on your show.
No disappointment
anyway,
here.
It's good.
No, sometimes
well, thank you.
Sometimes the best gifts come badly wrapped, Ian. And mate, we're very pleased to have you. How's your time in Australia been?
It's been great. I landed Monday. Landed Monday late afternoon. It was about a 33-hour journey from Orlando, but. I've had no jet lag so far, which is phenomenal. I've slept really well. The course is looking incredible. We had a little bit of rain overnight last night, but we've got between 27 and 32,000 fans a day coming over the next 72 hours. So it's going to be another spectacle, and we're looking forward to getting this thing going.
Yeah, livegolf.com is the way to get tickets. Not many left because, as you said, they are absolutely swarming to it. Really big vibe happening around Adelaide. Apparently the course, as you've said, is in tremendous order. All the golfers raving about it. How have you found, there was some chat during the week, was it John Rahm talking about the 72 holes versus the 54? How do you find the two, Ian?
Do you know what, for me it's been great. You know, more to the point, how many fans really watch golf on a Thursday is the question.
Yes.
So for me, I think it compresses time. The experience that we give the fans is unmatched anywhere else in golf. We're on the golf course for 4.5 hours. You have the ability to come after work. You can watch every single player in the field. We all tee off at the same time. And then you've got the extra dynamic of the team aspect, which is probably the most important thing that gets kind of overlooked, which is the most exciting thing for me, is being part of a team like I've always loved being part of a team before. So, you know, it's an incredible product. Proud to be part of it and continue to grow this, you know, fantastic game around the world.
Ian, for those who don't know, head of Adelaide, tell the listeners about your team, who's in your team and how well shaped you are.
Okay, Team Majestics, Majestics GC. We have Lee Westwood, 51 years of age as of yesterday, Henrik Stenson and myself, and then we have a young, great Englishman, Sam Horsfield, come off a little bit of an injury last year, had some surgery, and he's going to be back in fine form. So, three Englishmen and a token Swede.
I love it. Hey, look, can I just be that guy and ask that question? Because I'm pretty obsessed with Live Golf and just the way it's all sort of, you know, played out right around the world. But the money, it's huge. We all know it. Can't shy away from it. How's it changed your life?
Look, I've earned an awful lot of money in my career. So, you know, the money question is obviously out there. You do forget about it when you're out there competing, because to be honest with you, your juices are flowing and you obviously want to win the golf tournament. But look, it goes without saying, we play for a lot of money per week. There has been a lot of money in terms of bringing people into Live Golf. And it's been, you know, a huge factor in some of these people coming over to play golf. And yes, it is life-changing. And every golfer that has played golf for a number of years are already wealthy, but it's generational wealth. Some people understand it, some people get it, some people don't get it, some people are very envious of it. But look, it is life changing. It's changed my life. It's changed my family life. And you know, I'm enjoying the time I'm having with great teammates, and obviously, you know, we are earning great money at the same time.
Yeah, well done, mate. Congratulations on that
too.
That's
exactly what I wanted to hear.
The truth. What about, so is there any downsides to it? So I imagine with this amount of money, whatever you want to do, you can do. Whatever you want to buy, you can buy. But then with the children, you know, like there is also that, oh, I don't want to give them everything. They've got to still earn things. Is there any downside to having so much money, Ian?
Look, it's how you position yourself as a family. It's how you work out trust funds. It's how you set up their kind of estate for future-proofing their kids. So, you know, all of my kids understand the level of wealth that we've obviously come into. But you know what? I'm creating a solid base for them to be able to have a platform, you know, for them to enjoy, and obviously for their kids to enjoy, and hopefully their kids. So, look, it's you know, money for the most part is extremely hard to come by, and I come from no money, and mum and dad had no money. So,
well done.
You know, to be able to have this opportunity, I'm extremely fortunate, and obviously my kids are fortunate. So, you know, we teach them all the time, you know, how fortunate they really are. So, you know, hopefully they can continue to be super smart with the money that they're going to end up having one day when we're long gone. But you know what? It's good problems to have.
That's awesome, because, of course, Shaquille O'Neal, very similar, made his kids work for everything. Now, listen, the other side I wanted to ask was, what do you like about LIV that, I guess, the PGA Tour doesn't offer? You know, when it comes to the likes of, say, rugby league, I'm a real purist, I like things to be done the old way, all that sort of stuff, and when new things come along, it gets a bit icky. But, you know, LIV offers, obviously, a different, you know, environment.
Look, it's definitely taken people out of their comfort zone. People that have watched golf for a number of years, that are purists, that want to keep things the same way. Look, I would turn around and say this. If businesses do not look to change their business model at all, you will find very quickly that other businesses will bypass you. And it's exactly the same in any sport and any sports industry. Sport has had to change throughout the years. Cricket's done it. You know, Formula One's done it. You look at all of the sports that have had to kind of get creative to keep people interested in this great game of golf. So there was an opportunity. LIV Golf come on board. It saw an opportunity to get the younger demographic of the average age down to get people interested in golf. And, you know, we can prove from the numbers and statistics that we have got a much younger audience today following LIV Golf than what they would have on the PGA Tour. And
Hey, Ian, sorry to interrupt, because we've got to go and I've got to let you go. But just before we do, I need to ask you about, be careful, because an Australian icon who's now a sports commentator, Matt Rogers, if you hit a hole in one on the 17th, the party hole, he'll be the one calling it. And this is the type of thing you'll hear, Ian.
Looks like Kepka's done that, and this is coming in nicely. Might be a little long. Oh, no, this is right next to the pin. Oh, this could go in. It's running, it's cracking. Hole in one, Chase Kepka. The beers are absolutely flying. Onto the course. He is pinned
it. Any thoughts or concerns, Ian?
No, listen, no concerns. I was there. I had a front row seat. I was playing with him. I hope someone has another hole in one this week. It would be it'd be pretty special for everyone to see.
Good on you, Ian Poulter. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. And thanks for diving in for us. All thanks to LIV Golf. Final tickets at livegolf.com. Good on you.
Thank you.
Pleasure, guys. You take care. Cheers.
Ian Poulter, thank you.